Air Adventures of Biggles. Algy and Bertie have brought in the plane loaded with enough bombs to blow the submarine to pieces. But they cannot use them until they find out what has happened to Biggles. Ginger is sent to search for him and to tell him the good news about the plane. Biggles is in a desperate situation. He and Tom stoutly defend their cave hideout against the attack led by von Stahlheim. But the wily German finally defeats them. From the ledge outside, one of his men tosses a small article inside the cave. There's a dull explosion, and at once the confined area is reeking with sickly fumes. It is a tear gas bomb. Von Stahlheim is smoking them out.
The entrance as quick as you can. We'll smell her.
I can't see. Eyes are streaming.
Where are you? I've got you. Come on, come with me.
So you deign to come out at last, Biggles.
You devil, von Stahlheim. You knew the gas would force us out.
Precisely. When I heard you were in the cave, I made sure that we were armed with several of these bombs. Oh, I've been too clever for you this time.
Don't crow too soon.
Why should I not? I have won the final battle, and you English say that is the most important, do you not?
The scrap isn't over yet.
I think so. Give me your guns. It would be unwise to hesitate, my friend.
Very well. Hand yours over, Tom.
Okay, but it goes against the grain.
Thank you. In a moment, the fumes will have cleared sufficiently for my men to bring out the box. That is finality, Bigglesworth. You are defeated. The papers are ours.
They're still on the island, and so am I.
They will not remain here for long. Vaslav?
Yeah.
The box is quite close to the entrance. Two of you tie handkerchiefs round your faces and bring it out. The gas should not affect you.
Yeah.
Can't we stop them, Biggles? We mustn't let the box go now.
It hasn't left the island yet, Tom.
Your English optimism. I think you're fool enough to believe it yourself.
Remember the war, von Stahlheim? And Dunkirk?
What of them?
You Germans thought we were beaten then, didn't you? Boss Hitler couldn't understand our being sufficiently optimistic to fight the Battle of Britain. Remember the Battle for Britain, von Stahlheim?
I remember. There you have it, Vaslav. You will take it at once to the submarine. Guard it every inch of the way. All of your men will go with you, excepting two. They will remain with me.
Yeah.
Aren't we going to?
You're staying here with me. You will remain until the box is aboard the submarine.
Taking no chances, eh?
Hurry, Vaslav. The box must be taken to safety at once. I want it out of the reach of these English.
It's going, Biggles. And once it's on the sub, we'll never see it again.
Your friend does not share your fate, Bigglesworth. He can see that the battle for Britain will not be repeated.
Still, you are nervous of us, aren't you?
Why should I be? You are my prisoners.
But we are dangerous. And you're frightened to have us near the papers. I don't think you're as confident as you pretend, von Stahlheim.
You will not make me change my mind, so you may save your sneers. If you wish, you may sit down and relax. I intend to hold you here for some time. Where's Zorotov coming up here? He should have stayed on the submarine.
Tell him to, Eric. Go on. Don't let him bluff you.
Be quiet. What is it, Boris? Has something gone wrong with the box?
No, it is on its way. Help me up to that confounded ledge.
Take my hand.
Now, what? What is this nonsense Vaslav was telling me?
What do you mean?
He said you were waiting here until the papers were aboard the submarine.
I wish to make sure these English swine have no access to them.
But why wait? The papers are ours. It is important that we waste no time in leaving.
What else could I do? If I had taken them through the forest, they would have seized the first opportunity to recapture the box. It was too dangerous.
So what do you intend?
When the box is safe, I shall bind them securely and leave them here. In time, their friends will find them. It is the best way, Boris.
Best way? You are a fool, von Stallheim.
We have no use for them as prisoners now. There's nothing else.
Kill them!
What a vivid imagination this man has, Tom.
Yes, gentle and kind.
Is there any purpose in killing them?
They have interfered with us, and even now they are causing delay. Kill them at once and come to the submarine. I wish to wait no longer.
No, Boris.
Von Stallheim. I am in charge of this mission. It is I who give the orders. If you do not do this, I will kill them myself. And the third bullet may be for you.
I merely point out that it may be unwise to kill them here.
Why?
This island is British territory. Their friends would report that we had done the killing. If the full story were made public, it would not be good for your country.
I do not follow you.
And it is simple. Our superiors in Europe would prefer that they be killed unobtrusively.
What are you suggesting?
That we take them with us to the submarine. When we are away from the coast, we can throw them overboard. That way they will die without questions being asked.
Yes, yes. It may be amusing to watch them swimming against the sharks. Do that, Eric. But waste no more time. I will go ahead to join the men carrying the box. You follow at once.
Very well. Get to your feet, English swine. There will be no more rest for you now.
These men don't talk English, do they, von Stallheim?
No.
Then why won't you discuss this? What are you planning to do with us?
You've heard my plan. Stop talking and walk faster. We're still a long way from the coast.
But you saved our lives up there. Zolotov would have shot us.
I told you to stop talking.
Oh, very well. Holy smoke!
Where did that come from?
We'd better go to ground, hadn't we?
If it is one of your friends, we are safe.
I don't know who it is. Do you, Tom?
Not the faintest.
He will not risk killing you by shooting directly at us. The sailors think they have placed it.
Hanged if I can. The jungle's too thick here.
This may be the opportunity I want. If I send the sailors to search for that sniper, I will be left alone to guard you, won't I?
Yes.
It would not be difficult for the two of you to overpower me.
You mean you'd let us escape?
You, I'm not interested in, young man. But Bigglesworth is my old opponent. Strangely, I have an admiration for him.
You haven't always shown it in the past.
If you are obstructing me, I will kill you without hesitation. But now that I have beaten you, now that the papers are ours, I have no wish for your death.
Well, that's good of you. You seem very sure about the papers.
I am. By now, they will be aboard the submarine. As soon as I join it, the ship will put to sea. You have no chance now of stealing them back.
Well, I wouldn't argue with you at the moment, old man.
There's been enough talk. The guards will become suspicious. I go to instruct them.
What do you make of it, Biggles?
A queer streak in von Stahlheim's character, Tom. This isn't the first time it's shown itself. He'll subject us to all kinds of brutality, but he won't have us killed. I think we add zest to his life of crime.
Well, I'm glad we do. I thought we were finished.
He's coming. He sent his blokes to scout through the forest.
They're out of sight. Goodbye, Bigglesworth.
Goodbye, von Stallheim. And thanks.
Holy smoke, you're almost pals.
Cut the cackle, Tom. Hop it.
Fast. You, Ginge, come through here, quickly.
We must get clear of those sailors. They're still searching the forest for you.
I ducked away from them, but we'd better hurry just the same.
How did you find us?
I've been following you from the hill. I couldn't think of any way to rescue you, apart from shooting von Stallheim in cold blood.
I'm glad you didn't do that.
Then I had the idea of firing to attract the sailors' attention. I thought I might be able to tempt them away from you.
You did?
Yes, but... There was no need for me to barge in. You slipped away yourselves. What was wrong with von Stallheim?
One of his annual bouts of good feeling. Tell the news as we go, Ginge. Seen anything of the kite?
Yes, it's waiting for us on the other side of the island. Bombed up, too.
Bombs?
Yes, packed to the plimsoll with them.
By jingo, Biggles. We could use those against the sub.
Yes. Perhaps we've lost the papers, but if we blow the sub sky high, we'll certainly see that no one else gets them.
Then let's step on the gas. The sub will be gone if we don't hurry.
No, wait. We can't do it.
What?
But, Biggles, we were told to destroy the papers if we couldn't take them back. Von Stahlhelm will be on that submarine. He just saved our lives. I can't pay him back by taking his.
Biggles is faced with a terrible situation. Will he spare von Stahlhelm and so lose the vital papers to an enemy power? Or will he destroy the man who helped him? Listen for the last exciting chapter of this story in the air adventures of Biggles.